Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Hour 3. Denise Dirks, myself, Fred Penny. We got Todd Cunin. We have our producer, Cal Hunter. We are just family here all the time. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And we say that so you don't set your expectations too high. We are having a lot of fun today. And Denise is dropping some good little nuggets that we're going to use someday in some little intros. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in. 855
529-7234.
Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com or go to radiolawtalk.com if you want to listen to us live without, if the local radio station doesn't carry us. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. We're going to talk, we're going to have a case or no case coming up, and we're going to talk about, should there be an age limit for judges who are appointed for life? There's an issue with a 96-year-old judge making decisions that we're going to discuss when we come back after case or no case. We're also going to get back into more divorces. We got Danny Masterson, Denise, we're going to talk about his wife's filing. And there's an appeal, and we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent on the Danny Masterson case because we talked about this before. And Todd's going to talk a little bit about the appeal process and the question of whether or not he might have some good grounds to appeal this case and why it helps that he was the first jury by a large margin, didn't acquit him, but it was a hung jury. And that play comes into effect in to determine whether or not he's got a good case for appeal. So then we're going to talk about Ariana Grande, files for divorce, and then Starbucks. Are they not fruity enough? That's the question that we're going to talk about. But people come for one thing and one thing only. This is all ancillary to the case or no cases.
And get out your calculator.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Okay, calculator.
5 extra points to identify the subject of this case or no case. You think Hollywood divorces were bad now, or bad now. Wait till you hear how they were then.
Okay.
Vera and Artie Jefferson had 3 wedding ceremonies in total. The first was a disaster when Artie's second wife, Virginia, turned up, alleging she was still married to the comedian Artie.
Okay.
The third was a Russian Orthodox ceremony, which Vera wanted due to her religion. Before it took place, she was arrested for drunk driving and crashing into cars. He was arrested. He said, "I have an excuse. She beat me up with a frying pan and cut my arm." I mean, it was a mess. The final nail in that marriage was when Vera fled from him and Artie drove at her 60 miles an hour on the wrong side of the highway, armed with a gun, popping caps at her. Vera decided she'd had enough. She would sue Artie for real and punitive damages and loss of earnings. The couple had no children, but Vera wanted alimony and half of Artie's substantial Hollywood estate. She admitted she drank as much as Artie did. But she was much at fault. But she wanted to know if she had a case or no case for damages and so forth. And 5 extra points if you can identify. So you get 5 total, 2 plus 5 if you get it all right. 3 extra points if you can identify Artie and Denise. I think it's yours, isn't it?
No, it's Todd.
Todd,
you're fine. Go ahead, Todd. You can verify. I'm a little confused on what's going on.
So the point total, if I get it right and I can identify everything.
You get the 2 for the correct identification and 3 points for the 3 for the identification, 2 for getting.
And the identification is who
Artie.
Who Artie is. Have you given us a fictitious name?
No.
then his name's already Jefferson.
I've given you a derivation of his name.
Okay, all right.
Remember, many actors have stage names and derivations.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, I can't stretch 5 minutes to get us to
the
break.
What a tangled web we weave, huh?
What the heck? I will say that this is a case, and that she walks away with something as a result of suing him, part of his estate. I don't know it's necessarily everything that she wanted, but she does prevail in that she gets more than he was willing to give her as a result of the divorce. Okay? And I need to think about who it is.
Yeah, but who will come after you? I'll give you your case or no case responses. You will text it to me as you did last time. Okay, Denise Dirks, go ahead.
What year?
Oh, this was, in the 40s, is my guess. 40s or early 50s. 1940s and 50s.
Okay. That lines up perfect with who I'm going to guess. I guess someone, and I think that lines up perfect.
Okay. I am going to say that this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay. That's good. That is your choice. And Todd, you said?
I said case, and the wife walks away with,
like a Kevin Costner case. She gets a little extra.
Yeah, it gets more than what he was willing to get. Then she would have gotten if she hadn't filed something.
All right. Fred Penny, what
say
you?
Okay, so this is, let me repeat it. Yeah. Vera and Artie. Artie is a comedian.
Very famous.
Very famous in the 40s, 50s, you know, late 40s, early 50s.
Black and white era. Yeah.
Black and white era. They get a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's like running her down and trying to harm her, basically. And she
got a divorce.
Him.
They were married. They got a divorce. They remarried
three times.
Three times.
And finally, he just tries to run her over, and she's suing him for injuries.
No, lost income.
Lost income. All right,
damages.
The answer is this is a true scenario, but it's not a case. And I'm going to text you who I think it is. I hope I'm right because, man, it fits right there.
And wouldn't those points be nice? You guys want to send me a text
guess as to who it is? We will text you. I think we've got, how much time do we have left?
Well, we've got about 2 minutes.
Okay,
we've got
a little time. Yeah, but I
have a question. You said it was a black and white era. Was it sound? Was there sound?
Yes.
And he, to make it fair, he was part of a famous comedy duo. That's correct.
Oh.
Two people involved in the comedy duo.
Two of them?
One of whom later starred in a film as a sidekick with John Wayne. True story. A little bit of trivia there.
Man, I was wrong then on mine.
You may not be.
I don't think you did that.
So we're 2 minutes even here, guys. If you want to send me a name, or you can just say it, however you want to do it works for me.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to just start. Look.
Let me give you the answer to the case, and then that way we can work on the 2 points.
Okay,
and
let's
get
that.
The identity after the break.
Okay,
is that okay with you?
All right, let's do that.
Okay, Artie would go on to remarry his second wife, Virginia, and redivorced her shortly afterward. Artie married for the final time in 1946 to a concert pianist. As for the gold digger, Vera, she got her money, but it came with the price of silence. She disappeared from view after getting her alimony from Artie in exchange for media silence. And who was Artie?
We'll find out. But so there wasn't a lawsuit. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we got to tell you.
I just texted you.
I haven't texted yet. Don't tell us until after the break.
I was just getting the break to heighten the suspense.
The question is, Cal, so was there an actual case filed or they just settled?
Well, it was a divorce case. She sued him to get money for alimony.
So that's a case, and she got money.
It was a case.
Okay, we said it was a scenario.
We lost. Todd won.
That's stupid.
So I get the case. Okay, so I win.
You win. We're going to find out who this person is when we come back from the break. We're going to text who it is to Cal. Doggone it. Just so you know, I was going to say Red Skeleton, but that's not going to work.
Oh, that's a good
one. That would have been a good one if I didn't know there was a duo situation.
Yeah, and that's in the era, by the way.
That's right. Okay, we'll be back after this. I'm going to text you the other one I know.
Perfect. This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhn and Fred Penny and Denise Dirks. Stay tuned as the big broadcast continues with the answer to Case or No Case, Identity, the Secret ID, after this.
Stay-
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's
what we do in life. Echoes in eternity.
What does that got to do with anything?
Everything. This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Those movies.
That was E.T. Was it one of me?
No, I can name those movies.
What were they?
The first one, What We Do in Life, that was Gladiator.
Yep.
The second one was Phantom Menace.
Yeah,
Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah. Wow, you Advisors.
Very good. Good job. Ooh. All right. So now the question is, who is the guy who married like a total of five times, two women twice, one woman thrice?
And, okay.
And who was it?
All right. Now, let me tell you this. Yeah. We texted you. Yeah. And we saw Denise's. Todd and I, and probably even Denise, agree. Denise is wrong. We know hers is wrong. I think it's definitely between Todd and I, because we picked the different duos and which one of the pair. Is it correct, before we tell the listeners, that Todd and I, one of us was correct in the duos?
Almost.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now I'm happy.
First off, George Burns, his spouse would have been Gracie Burns. She passed away from cancer before. She was not a factor. You're right. Didn't get that right. Todd guessed Lou Abbott from Abbott and Costello. I'm sorry. You guessed Buzz Costello from Abbott and Costello. And Fred guessed
Laurel and Hardy.
Although he guessed Hardy.
Hardy.
Arthur Stanley Laurel.
Ah, I was close. At least I had the right pair.
Is the very famous comedian who liked to drink a lot and marry and divorce a lot.
I do. I was sitting there back and forth, back and forth.
Right
and
there.
So that leaves you two tied
at
46.
Oh, my gosh, four more points.
I'm behind.
The
I'm
first one to 50 wins, by the way, those of you who are joining.
So, you're behind. No more cases, no case. We could have a winner.
By the way, next week, the very famous, don't Google this, please, the very famous Susan Kerr. If you don't know who it is, don't look it up. But that'll be our item on Case or No Case next week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show.
Speaking of people during Laurel and Hardy time and Abbott Costello.
Here's Cal.
We have a judge that's 96 years old. A federal court judge is 96 years old and has been suspended on a super, this rarely happens, by the courts. The U.S. Court of Appeals suspended her temporarily because of her mental competence. Apparently, there's
allegations of mental incompetence.
That's right, allegations of mental incompetence. And apparently they're saying that she is no longer capable of performing her duties as a judicial officer. They're saying that she's forgetting things. By the way, she was appointed by Reagan. What's that tell you? That's a little while ago. That she has memory loss, she gets confused. This is what their allegations are, that she has paranoia, angry rants. And apparently this judge, and her name is Judge Pauline Newman, has a phenomenal record, past record of brilliant, and she's really good at patent law. But her especially is patent law, that she's just a brilliant judge. But she's lost it at age 96, and they wanted her to have a, like, independent, you know,
medical exam,
and she refuses to do that. And her argument was, wait a minute, I've turned in some of my medical records for you.
Yeah, she has two doctor's opinions already. So she has doctor's opinions, and now she has filed a separate lawsuit to halt the investigation and to challenge challenge the results.
Well, the question is, Denise and Todd, what do you think? Should there be an age limit to judges? And is that discrimination? 96, I don't care what you say, but why are you still a judge and on out there on the beach or doing something else? I mean, 96, why are you still going to work every day? And I know some people say, well, don't say that, I do too, but you know what? Is 96... too old for a judge to be making these very, very important decisions.
Okay. I think it's a decision based on the person and capacity.
Right.
Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I know.
She had capacity all the way to the end.
I know, but not all of them will, though, right?
And you know, look, my father is in his mid to late 80s, still works 40, 50 hours a week in his business. And I could tell you for a fact, I hope he's not listening. Actually, I hope he is listening. I love you, Dad. As people get older, one of the things that they detest, seemingly, is the assumption that they have, that their competency has diminished. Or they don't like feeling that they're being marginalized by the younger generation. Now, I did a little bit of research on this judge here, and the last two opinions that she wrote, people read them and they seem A, completely sound, and B, they don't seem like opinions that were written by law clerks. They were written by her. And, you know, I think her lawsuit is in part based upon the question that you posed, Fred, which is, should judges retire at a certain age? Because right now, there is no age limit at which they should retire. And I see her lawsuit as basically questioning, well, what independent standard are you all using forcing me to take this test about my mental competence? You guys just can't come up with something ad hoc and say, hey, we think this, so you have to take this test. And if you don't pass this test that you just came up with, we're going to demand that you be removed from the bench. It's like, look, we as judges are in the business of identifying the standard in any case that we have and seeing how the facts match up against the standard. And here you are employing a proposed remedy that has no established standard either by the Judicial Council or by the legislature.
Now,
I see why she's upset.
I do, too.
Devil's advocate. These are very serious things that she is making decisions on. It's not like she's working at 7-Eleven. Don't take it personal, those of you who work at 7-Eleven. And she's, you know, taking a little bit of money for some candy bars. These are very important decisions. And if she is off, because her mental capacity is not there, because if the judges are correct and say that she is clearly, according to them, memory loss, confusion, paranoia, angry rants, which she never was, and they said that is not her, do we look into that? So we'll be back. We're going to talk about something else. We're going to move on to Danny Masterson. We're going to follow this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations coast to coast and more coming online all the time. And speaking of online, if your station doesn't carry the whole show, you can hear it online free anytime at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Danny Masterson has been tried twice for sexual assault and rape. Was it actual rape that they, sexual assault? I don't know if it was rape.
Yes, it was, because he got 15 to life in each count.
Two trials. Todd, what happened in the first trial? Then we're going to talk about the trials, and we're going to go over to Denise and talk about what's going on with the divorce. The first trial,
it was a mistrial because they were unable to reach a verdict. It's commonly referred to as being a hung jury. And the majority of the jurors,
it's like 10-2 or something.
Yeah, voted to acquit. There were a couple of jurors that voted to convict on that evidence, but the rest voted to acquit Mr. Masterson. Now look, on a 10-2, 9-3 split where the majority is to acquit, honestly, this is one of the first times I can ever think of and I've ever heard of where they opted to retry the case. When I was a prosecutor, if it was anything less than 10-2 to convict, yeah, we probably wouldn't retry that one. But the prosecution opted to retry this and got a conviction in the second go-round.
The issue with the second one is the judge allowed more information and more testimony against Danny Masterson that the first one didn't allow.
That's right.
So the issue becomes on appeal, and you can't just appeal and say, would we have won? You've got to show that it was kind of... I can't remember the standard off the top of my head, but it's basically, look, you would have won had it not been these issues. Well, guess what? They allowed this new judge allowed a number of more tests. Was it the same judge?
It was the same judge.
But he allowed more stuff in.
Allowed more in and also reined in arguments that the defense could make in closing arguments, opening statements, and reined in how far he would let the defense go and cross-examine, or he or she would allow the defense to go in cross-examination. And you're right, Fred. Normally when you have an appeal, let's say you have an appeal on a case that was not a retrial, it's just the first time, to a certain extent, you're asking the court to hypothesize, to guess, well, would it have changed the verdict of the jury if this thing had or had not happened that you're using as the basis of the appeal? Well, in the case of a retrial, it's pretty easy to show, judge, it was error for the court to admit this evidence for the prosecution and to not allow the defense to go in these certain areas. And the best evidence of that is the first set of jurors that heard it was the majority of them wanted to acquit.
And that was the stuff you allowed us to talk about, and you didn't allow other stuff in that now you allowed in.
Yes. How do you say that the change of circumstance and the change of the evidence that was admitted or restricted, how do you say that that did not change the verdict? It went from 10 to 2 to acquit to 12 to nothing. Now, the jury is different. The judge is the same. All of the players, defense, and prosecution is the same. It's a different jury pool, right? But still, I mean, that's pretty clear cut that it changed.
Yeah, that could be. Well, his wife, her name is, I think it's pronounced Bijou. Is that sound right?
Yes, Bijou Phillips.
Bijou Phillips. And she is, she's a little younger than he is, and she's now filed for divorce, but she says she still believes he's innocent. She's filing for divorce to protect her daughter, who is 9 years old. And this is what I think. He's worth some money. You know, he's got money.
Actually, $8 million.
Yeah. Is that it? That's all?
I looked it up.
But I'll bet you 10 to 1 that she's going to end up with most of it, because what is he going to use it for? Right. Attorney fees. That's it. Or he's going to use it to live his life in jail.
Or child custody. Of course she's going to get full. She's asking for full custody.
She
right?
will get full custody. How can he have custody when he's in prison?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a sad scenario. I don't think she's doing it for any other reason except really to be protective of her family.
I have seen instances in a case where somebody is going to... Let me back up here. He was sentenced, I believe it was, to 30 years to life. Okay? It's not a 30-year sentence. It's called, in California, it's called an indeterminate sentence, which is 30 years to life. And the reason it is that way is because under the code sections he was charged with, not only was it rape of these individuals, but it was rape by use of the means of a controlled substance to render the person somehow incapacitated so they couldn't consent. When you combine that act with the use of that substance under the code in California, it becomes an indeterminate two-life sentence. 15 to life, and he had two counts of it, so 15 plus 15 is 30, and it's still too light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, indeterminate sentences, there is a high likelihood that he will never get out, because when he gets to the end of his sentence, let's say he gets to the end of his sentence, he's like 6 months from getting out, guess what else happens in California? Then the county that prosecuted him can have him reviewed by mental health professionals while still in prison to see if he qualifies as what's called a sexually violent predator, such that if they do a civil trial and a jury finds that he's a sexually violent predator, he never gets out of prison. He goes right from prison to the state mental hospital for reprogramming. I know this because I used to prosecute those cases when I was a prosecutor. And so in cases like this, I could see where he might turn to his wife and say, I'm going to be here for a while. I want you to move on.
Right.
And this is not really a contested thing. It's almost expected.
So, exactly.
That
was really my point on it, too. It was really protective of the family as a whole.
And the daughter. That's what's important, is protect the daughter. But, well, that's, you know, it's sad all the way around. But I think on appeal, Let's watch this. I think he's got a good appeal.
I think he does, too. I mean,
I have no idea. I just think it's strange. Almost feels like the judge wanted him to be convicted.
It's like the judge thought that he actually did it because the judge knew all the evidence and was going to take matters and make sure that the jury saw it to get the outcome that the judge thought was warranted.
You know, also, it could have been, you know, Scientology was on trial as well, and
That's true,
that,
it was.
Yeah, that could have been, you know, one of the red flags or something that maybe should not have happened. I don't know.
This is just speculation. We're not saying the judge did anything wrong, but we're just saying, well, this is the opportunity for defense to argue that obviously the judge has to argue. I mean, the defense has to argue the judge did something wrong.
That's
true. To win.
That's true.
Because here's the thing that I see with this. Let's take evidence the judge in the first trial said the judge kept from coming in. At some point in that first trial, the judge made a judicial determination that allowing that evidence in would the prejudicial value, the risk of prejudice, would substantially outweigh its probative value. That was a judicial decision. That same judge then in the second trial decided that it did not substantially outweigh it and let it in. What changed? Yeah, what changed between the first trial and the second trial other than knowing that the outcome of the trial at the first one was almost an acquittal?
Yeah, almost acquittal.
What changed?
Yeah, interesting. Ariana Grande. Now, I've heard that name forever. Do we know what song does she sing that's really popular? I know she does. But
she's a very popular person.
Know,
she's on The Voice.
But what is her big hit? I don't remember what her big hit was.
The interesting thing is I remember the in-store video of her allegedly licking donuts in a donut shop more than I remember song
really?
That she had. And that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
You know, she is one of those chameleons. She can sing like anybody that you ask her to sing like. She's been on Jimmy Fallon. She did Cher. She does Christina Aguilera. She does Kelly Clarkson better than Kelly Clarkson does. She's an amazing talent.
Okay.
She's getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Denise, she's getting a divorce.
Yes, she is.
What's going on?
And who even knew she was married?
2 years. Dalton Gomez for 2 years of marriage. I didn't even know she was married either.
I didn't either.
What's going on there?
They're just calling it quits. I think.
There's no kids involved.
There's no kids. They were just young. I'm not sure why, you know, what happened between them. It doesn't really sound like that. They grew apart. Probably the best way to explain it. They just grew in different directions.
Well, let's talk about different directions with Starbucks. Whether or not their fruit drinks are fruity enough. We'll be back and talk about that.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is no fun.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Welcome back to the last segment of Radio Law Talk. This has been a wonderful 3 hours of joy and laughter and some great quick takes that we're going to give you at the end of this last segment. But before that, we're going to talk about Starbucks. I tell you, you talk about Starbucks. I'm not a Starbucks person. You know how many times I've been to Starbucks? Probably, I'm going to say in the last 5 years, I remember once. I don't drink coffee, but I don't go to Starbucks. Even people who don't drink coffee still go to Starbucks. But apparently they have fruity drinks. And they have what's called a mango dragon fruit, a mango dragon fruit lemonade, pineapple passion fruit lemonade, strawberry acai, and strawberry, is that acai or acai?
Acai.
Strawberry acai. And apparently there's no juices in it. And Starbucks is saying, well, of course, we're saying it has the flavor of that, not the juice. So there's been class action lawsuits that have been brought against them saying that they are, there's consumer protection laws about and advertising laws that they've got to be truthful. Now, the argument, Starbucks argues, apparently, if you go back and look at the generic name vanilla, vanilla, you don't have to have real, if you say vanilla this, vanilla that, it doesn't have to have real vanilla in it. And you can't, generally speaking, get sued because it, because it doesn't have, quote, real vanilla. And because vanilla is a generic vanilla term.
It's also a generic flavor.
Yeah, it's vanilla is plain, you know, just normal.
I sued Vanilla Ice because he wasn't made of vanilla.
That's right. So the vanilla, so their argument is this is similar to vanilla. It's the flavor, but you don't have to have the actual juice in it. Where the class action suit saying, no, you got to tell them there's no juice in that, if that's the case, but you don't have any of these ingredients in there. And yet you're saying, you're calling them a mango dragon fruit, yet it's not a mango. There's no mango in it. And Starbucks says, no, we're just saying it's got the mango flavor. So the question is, what's going to happen here?
What's going to happen to the teas? Because that'll be the next thing, because you've got all those flavored teas,
well, no,
right?
This is what they said. So that's what, that helps the plaintiffs here. The plaintiffs said, don't forget, you have ice, matcha tea, latte, which actually have matcha. What's this? M-A-T-C-H-A.
Matcha.
It actually has matcha in it. And you have a honey citrus mint tea, which actually has honey and mint in it. So that's what the plaintiffs are arguing. The other things you have actually have what it says it is in there.
I'm just waiting for this line of questioning in a deposition or at trial of the representative plaintiffs. When you ordered it the first time, did you like it? Yes. Did you keep ordering it because you liked it? Yes. Did it taste good to you? Yes. Does it taste any less good to you now that you think that it doesn't have this stuff in it? No. I mean, because at some point in time you want to go, people, what are we fighting over here? Good heavens.
Because it tastes like money, Todd. That's all.
I don't know. Well, good for the lawyers. Good for the lawyers. They're asking for, is this the one they're asking? $9 million? I don't know. That's another one I'm thinking of that they're asking. $5 million. They want at least $5 million in damages.
So each representative plaintiff can get the equivalent
of 50 cents.
Of a 50 cent gift card to Starbucks.
But the lawyers get many.
The
judge held, and so what happened is Starbucks had to try to get it thrown out, the case thrown out, and the judge says, no, we're going forward. But the judge did dismiss the fraud claims, saying there's no proof that they're trying to defraud people. It's just, the argument is that a generic term, mango, which, like vanilla, that you don't have to put mango in it, but it's got the mango flavor. I mean, let's do it simple. Put a little asterisk there that says it's not real fruit on it, but... And then we wouldn't be involved in this. So anyway, there's Starbucks fighting a class action lawsuit. Todd, you're going to talk about...
Okay, yeah, Henry Lee. Henry Lee is a famous, or was at the time, a famous forensic scientist, a forensic analyst. And back in 1985, two guys were on trial, Ralph Birch and Sean Henning. They were on trial for murder, for the slaying of this elderly person, and it was in December of 1985 when they were both convicted of murder of this individual. One of the key pieces of evidence was a towel that Dr. Lee testified had traces of blood found on it. Well, both of those defendants were later released from custody after testing showed that there were no traces of blood found on the towel at all, let alone traces that were consistent with one or both of them or the victim. And both of them, after being released, sued the state of Connecticut, and the attorney general in Connecticut has now agreed to pay a combined $25.2 million to the two individuals. But Dr. Lee is still maintaining that he didn't do anything wrong and is saying, look, I have no motive to fabricate evidence. If you look at my trial testimony, I also provided evidence that would have been exculpatory, i.e. pointing to not guilty on other pieces of evidence as it related to it. And he said, look, I testified to traces of blood found on the towel. And in the 20 years since the conviction until they were released, those traces may have degraded to the point that they were no longer detectable. It doesn't mean they weren't detectable in 1985. But a judge on a summary judgment motion ruled that there was no evidence that the towel was ever tested, and that was key to this settlement of $25.2 million. And we'll see if Dr. Lee will be used in the future, but these guys, if it's approved ultimately by the judge, are looking to get split $25.2 million for wrongful conviction.
Don't you just love our Army and our armed forces and these wonderful people go out and sacrifice for us for very low pay, and they go out on leave, and they're leaving their families, they're leaving their cat or their friend's house or their dog, and it's just a sacrifice. And Denise, this great Army reservist, leaves to go
serve
our country.
She is called for active duty, and so she has to move to Florida. And she had just bought a home. And so she decided she's going to rent out her home. You know, why let it lay there, you know, empty and everything? And so she did, and she rented it out to Natasha Timmons. And Natasha Timmons paid like what's normal, the first and last month, or first month's rent and a deposit, right? And so then she stopped paying. And so the reservist had to actually sue her, and the person refused to get out of the house, and the reservist, whose name is Micaiah, she spent $50,000 just trying to get her house back. And this person was clearly a squatter. So what happened when it finally got to trial? The squatter did not show up. Default was entered. Micaiah got back $20,000. Well, she got ordered to receive $20,000, and she gets her house back. That's not the end of the story, guys, because now she's got to get what's called a writ of possession, and she's going to have to get her out forcibly by the sheriff or the law enforcement in her state.
And I'll guarantee inside that house is not looking good right now.
Oh,
thank you for your service.
Yes, I'm sorry for your loss.
It's time now for Quick Takes. Fred, you got one?
Sure. You know, we just talked about Starbucks being sued for not really having fruit in their drinks. And their argument is, wait a minute, it's a generic term, just like vanilla. Radio Law Talk. Yeah, we're generic, too. There's not a lot of law talk that happens also.
Todd Kuhnman, your Quick Take.
You know, I get asked, as both a defense attorney and a former prosecutor, what I think about the death penalty. And the thing that gives me concern are cases like this out of the state of Connecticut. These guys weren't facing the death penalty, but they're still convicted of murder, and then to have it overturned because the evidence didn't support it. That concerns me because you can't undo the imposition of execution.
Yeah, that's a hard to push the rewind button. Ouch. Denise, what's your Quick Take?
Well, I ordered a Frappuccino the other day, and then I got this great idea. Why don't I sue Starbucks because it didn't have any Frappa or Chino in it?
Oh, that's a good one, Denise. Thanks for joining us. We're 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific time. I'm Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.